Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Do you know the difference between a lawyer and God? Asks a comedian. And when someone says, "Know what?" he responds, "God knows he's not a lawyer." While most folks, including you, who are attorneys, may smile at that, a great many people today tend to play God. Struggling over the issue of control, we think we have to make things happen. And when we can't, we worry. And when we can't change things that we dislike, we become fearful, afraid of losing control. So we worry all the more and live as though there were no God in the universe. No one to whom you can turn when you've reached your human limitations. Possibly, I just stated the problem. We turn to Him only when we reach the end of our human resources and abilities. And because we are not on more familiar terms with Him, we are uncertain, somewhat like a stranger in the palace of a great king. We are hesitant to believe that our problem is of concern to Him. The fact is, I can't control most of the things that happen to me. Like, I can't control the fact that birthdays seem to come every 6 months, or the fact that the economy isn't very good. I can't control the storms that come sweeping across the unfriendly ocean, or the flow of governments. Time, weather, governments, and economies are all beyond my grasp. And like it or not, they affect all of us. God makes the rain to fall on the just as well as the unjust. I can't expect all sunshine and blue sky, while my neighbor is troubled with the hardship of living in a broken world. There are, however, some things that I can and I must do. First, I must let God be God, and not try to replace His influence and dealings in my life. While most of you would freely acknowledge God's existence, not all of you, by any stretch of the imagination, have given up trying to help out God when it comes to problem solving. Trusting Him is not resignation. It isn't giving up. It certainly is not refusing to do what can be done. It is the willingness to let God's peace fill your heart and trust Him to change what you would like to change but cannot. Second, I can control my response to situations I'd like to change. Once, as my wife and I were trying to work out travel plans for a trip, we learned that the hotel we wanted to stay at no longer would accept the travel rewards, which would have let us stay without cost. As irritations began to simmer, I had to think, God knew that a long time ago. He must have another plan. So instead of being annoyed, let's find out what it is. Third, when I cannot change some things, I can cast those burdens on the Lord and leave them with Him. Of course, doing that, you run the risk of allowing Him to fix things much differently from what you would. And why not? You know in part, He knows the whole. You see only the dim future. He knows the end from the beginning. In doing this, I become obedient to what God has commanded in His Word. Like what? Take, for example, the clear statement of Peter, who wrote, "Cast all your anxiety or cares on Him, because He cares for you." Did you catch that phrase? You know, friend, it's time to stop trying to change what you cannot change and let God be God.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening. And join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.